And on today's Travel Michigan update, we head to Ferndale, getting ready for next weekend's big DIY street fair. And we welcome in Krista Johnston, who's the co-organizer of this event. It's September 13th through the 15th. A big event in Ferndale, but actually, Krista, kind of a big event in the whole region for the fall, isn't it?
It is. Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. It's a great event. It brings about 50,000 people over the weekend, and it's a great time.
All right. So tell everyone what a DIY street fair is all about.
Well, it is put on just by about five or six people, and we are business owners in the city of Ferndale, and we invite everybody that has a do-it-yourself work ethic, whether you're an artist, an entrepreneur, a musician, anybody that really encapsulates that definition.
Okay, and it's entertainment, it's obviously crafts, it's food, it's beverages, it's all of that all rolled into 3 days.
Right, we've got 80 bands, we've got 140 artist vendors, we've got restaurants, we've got a craft brewery tent, we've got a free kid zone, it's a free event, and there's so much packed into this weekend. It's a really different kind of feel because it is all local people trying to express their artistry in one way or another, whether it's through their restaurants or through their music or through their craft. So it's a really unique event. It's got a great vibe to it. There's a huge schedule, so DIYStreetFair.com is where you can look up all the schedules for everything. It's a great time.
When you guys first started putting this together, what kind of reaction were you getting from folks when you suggested this type of a project?
Well, I think that people really embraced it so quickly. We did it because really this is the sixth year that we've put it on, and we saw all of our friends with the downturn of the economy losing their jobs, getting laid off, and really their really to make ends meet, they were selling their wares, their artistry on the side, and we thought it would be a great idea to just get everybody together, help out the community in that way. And then it just blossomed from that. It's really our love letter to the city of Ferndale, in a way, where these are all of our neighbors and friends, but it's also people from all over who have just embraced this concept. And it's we provide the setting, but these artists in every way are really the jewel.
Okay. Tell us about Ferndale for folks who haven't been there. And I've been through Ferndale, but brag about the city a little bit.
I could brag about the city all day. I live and work in Ferndale, and it's just such a unique community. People really embrace the schools. It's just the schools are such a, you know, the heart of our community. We have such an eclectic group of citizens here. They're really, they're very diverse, but there's so much artistry here, and it's a real tight community. It's almost like you have to experience it to really believe it. It's a great community, and this the DIY Street Fair really showcases it in the best way possible because everybody really gets to show off.
Okay. All right. So what business are you in?
I own, with my husband and my partner, Woodward Avenue Brewers. It is a microbrewery and restaurant, and the Emery, which is a restaurant. And we open a third place, the Loving Touch, which is a pool hall, which it's beautiful handmade wood by our partner Brian Reedy, and we showcase bands there and events as well. So we have three businesses in our little small town, and we thought we would use that experience to throw a big street fair.
Well, very cool. So again, 13th through the 15th next weekend, and the website again is
DIYStreetFair.com.
All right, sounds like a ton of fun. Folks have some extra time, swing on over to Ferndale in the Detroit area and enjoy. And again, it's one of those things where it's Michigan made, it's Michigan grown kind of thing, and I think it has even more importance to it with that. So, Krista, good luck with the festival. All right.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Krista Johnston, co-organizers of the DIY Street Fair in Ferndale, coming up next weekend on this edition of our Travel Michigan Update.